The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And when Judas had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment: love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I may generate some unpleasant flashbacks or nightmares for you, but you remember taking exams? Were you anything like me the night before the exam? Settle into your room, there at your desk. You reach over, grab the book. Blow the dust off. Open it for the first time. Yeah, an all-night cramming session. Anybody do those? All right, the relaxed intellectuals. We have a cramming session going on in the gospel. We are back at the Last Supper. Judas has left. He's there with the 11. Jesus knows time is short. I will not be with you much longer. He's trying to cram the past 3 years into this one night. He knows that these guys don't get it. He understands. He's trying to condense it all into something that they can take with them. Something that will make the past 3 years come to life for them. Love one another. As I have loved you, you also should love one another. That's it. That's what he comes up with. The past 3 years down to that one line, a new commandment to love one another. And that's all we need. It supersedes everything else about the Christian life. Because everything else about the Christian life is just an aspect of love. All the other commandments are a part of love. So all we need to do, love one another. Easy, right? It's probably the most difficult of anything else in the world. Time and time again, we come up short. Oh, it's easy to love those that are nice to us. It's easy to love our friends. Most of us here, we're pretty good at overlooking the faults of friends and family. We're pretty easy to overlook their shortcomings, forgive all their failures. That's the easy part. When someone's nice to us, when someone's kind to us, it's easy to return that kindness. When someone loves us first, It's easy to love them back. It's that little clarifier that Jesus gives that makes it so difficult. As I have loved you. Not as you want to love, but as I have loved you, you also should love one another. It means to look upon everybody, to see everybody as Jesus sees them, to see them with dignity, to look with respect, to recognize another made in the image of God, even if that person doesn't recognize it in themselves. We are called to love as Jesus loves. Time and time again, we come up short. Look back on the past week. How many times has venom been dripping from our mouths? How many times have we cut someone down, belittled another person in some illogical attempt to build ourselves up or to puff ourselves up or to make ourselves look good? How many times have we just ignored another person out of spite? Time and time again, we come up short. But just because we are not perfect disciples doesn't mean that we give up. We don't throw in the towel. We recognize that this is a lofty commandment, that it is the entirety of Christian life. And we're not there yet. We stumble, we fall, we fail to love, but we pick ourselves up. We dust ourselves off, and we recommit. This time, I will love better. I will love better today than I did yesterday. And today, I'm not going to love as well as I will tomorrow. Progress. Improvement. Constantly becoming better and better lovers. Constantly becoming the disciples that Jesus calls us to become. Constantly striving to love one another as Jesus loves us.